This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell, who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, it is the 1st of November. This is generally a big entertainment month. Sweeps month on television. We start getting some Oscar movies rolled out.
Yeah, it's a big month from film to TV to music. It has a couple of reasons why it's so big. First of all, for television, it's sweeps month. Mm-hmm. For film, now with the abbreviated Oscar calendar, where they used to be in April and now they're in February, movies come out a little earlier. So they don't try to push them all in at Christmas now. They try to get them in November so they have some time to brew. And then from a music standpoint, you know, the Grammy nominations come out in November for the past year, but then November, as far as a sales month, is a good month because it leads up to Black Friday. So, right. You know, Black Friday is a big, big entertainment day to buy DVDs and things at lower prices.
So help us out. What should we be anticipating in November?
Well, today I'm very excited because there's a couple of things that have come out. And the first one is Florence and the Machine's new album, which is Ceremonials. And I was a big fan of their last album, Lungs. And they had a big hit last summer with The Dog Days Are Over. And their lead-off single, What the Water Gave Me, is really great off their new album. And the reviews, the pre-buzz on it has been really good. So that comes out. And then also Miranda Lambert, who's a big name in country music, comes out with her album 4. And U2 comes out with a reissue of Actung Baby. So you're looking at some big music sales. And then when we roll around to the 9th of November, we have some big films that start rolling in. The Clint Eastwood biop of J. Edgar Hoover comes out.
With Leonardo DiCaprio,
With Leonardo DiCaprio and Armie Hammer and Naomi Watts. And that really, if that movie can work... First of all, I'm concerned that a lot of people don't even know, a lot of his generation, Leonardo DiCaprio and younger, don't know who J. Edgar Hoover is. But at the same time, you know, with The Aviator, not that many people knew who Howard Hughes mm-hmm. was, and he made that work. So that could be his Oscar bait. And also coming out that day is the 5-disc set of the legendary Ella Fitzgerald. So that's the name of it. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving her. She is legendary.
I was going to say, but, yeah.
Yeah. That it's the legendary Ella Fitzgerald 5-disc set. So that'll be really, that's something to invest in maybe for the holidays. And then when we roll around to the 18th, we have Carnage, which is Roman Polanski's film of God of Carnage. And the thing to remember with all of these dates for these smaller films like Carnage and things like that is that they may come here slightly later. But those are national release dates.
But we'll get them.
Yeah, we'll get them. I mean, a lot of people get annoyed by that. But first of all, with that abbreviated calendar, the time between when we get them and when the major markets get them is smaller. So that's good. And also, you've got to understand, if you're a movie house that's got 15 screens, you know, you want to see that you're going to get some kind of production on it. So if they can roll it out to major cities first, they can see how it does. And then that'll determine where it comes. And maybe it only comes to one screen in all of Northwest Arkansas, or maybe it comes to one in every city. So
And people, I think, sometimes blame the theaters. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just not available. That's the
right.
plan is not to get it to Flagstaff or Fayetteville or someplace mm-hmm. like that until
And you've
buzz.
Got to get some good word of mouth. And then sometimes it just doesn't happen. It just mm-hmm. doesn't come. But Carnage will. Happy Feet 2 comes out on the 18th.
See,
and the first one won that Oscar for Best Animated Film. And if this one's good, I could see it doing it the same and repeating, because their big Pixar competition this year was Cars. And that wasn't the Cars 2 wasn't very as well received as many of the Pixar movies. And then on the 21st, Mary J. Blige comes out with her My Life 2, which is a... you know, awaited CD release. And then on the 23rd, a couple of big movies that will play into the Oscar race come out. The Artist, mm-hmm. which is the silent film detailing the last days of the silent film era. comes out, and that seems to be a big Oscar contender. And that's the kind of movie that I think is both different enough and Hollywood enough. I actually think that could win. The Descendants comes out, which is Fox Searchlight's new movie with George Clooney, and that is directed by Alexander Payne, who did Sideways and About Schmidt. And then two other releases that come out that day are Hugo, the new Martin Scorsese movie, which is kind of fantasy, and My Week with Marilyn, the portrait of a 1 week in the life of Marilyn Monroe with Michelle Williams, who has to be considered a contender as well. And then you've got Black Friday coming up after Thanksgiving. So, you know, you've got your big sales that day, low-priced DVDs, electronic equipment, and I'm sure that Steve Jobs book will continue to be a huge seller. And then at the end of the month, on the 28th, we start rolling in with the awards. The New York Film Critics has bumped theirs up to November 28th. They'll announce. A week later, the National Board of Review will announce. And then on the 30th, the Grammys will start to announce their nominations for next year. And they're doing something a little different this year because in the past they had swollen up to about 100 categories. Now they're going to say if there haven't been 25 releases in a particular category that year, then there is no category.
So if there have only been, say, 16 or 17
comedy albums, then they won't have the category. It doesn't really affect comedy or spoken word because there's always the books and things like that. Yeah, but it does affect like polka and tropical salsa music and, you know, those very specific categories. So they could range anywhere from, you know, they're trying to get it down to a more reasonable number. Like 70 instead of the 90 or 100. So that kind of rounds out the month at the end of the month. And we really start at that point talking about, you know,
best of
the Oscar race and best of the year and best of music. And so November is a busy month. And then you throw on top of that sweeps for television and the big spectacles that come out every year in November. And it's a big month.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, as always, thank you.
Thank you.